was a night in December, and all through the town, not a creature was stirring. No one made a sound. Doors were barricaded. Windows boarded with care. The Krampus was coming. Naughty children, beware. The children all huddled underneath of their beds. Visions of terror raced through their heads. Mama had a knife, and I had a gun to try and hold off this Yuletide demon. When outside the house, I heard a terrible scream, and I prayed and I prayed that this was all just a dream. I shivered in fear. My stomach tied in a knot. I crept to the window and looked out through a slot. A bright winter moon shone through dead tree branches, cast spectral shadows like skeletal dances. And what to my horrified eyes should appear but a beat-up paddy wagon pulled by a thundering steer and a great horned driver so big and so scary. I knew this was the Krampus, and I'd better be wary. Like a fast rising storm, these bulls, they came, and they shouted and glowered, and called them by name. Now Ammon, now Iblis, now Moloch and Legion, on Focalore, on Lilith, on Pazuzu and Dagon, there are naughty children hiding behind all these walls. Gonna get 'em, gonna get 'em, gonna get 'em all. Every child in the village quivered, you can bet. And all naughty deeds they began to regret. Like little Billy, who pulled pigtails with glee. Or little Susie and a three-state killing spree. And then a loud crashing I heard at the door, and in came the Krampus. who let out a roar. A big dirty bag he had on his back. In his hands a birch branch for children needing a smack. His eyes, how they glowed, so sharp were his claws. His long, slimy tongue hung out of his jaws. His breath so foul, it smelled like manure. But worse was his B.O., like an overflowing sewer. His sharp fangs glistened and dripped with spit. Saliva flowed down his chin and dripped just a bit. The sight of this monster would make a brave man pause. Such a sight to behold. With a flick of his hand, he knocked away my gun. I was frozen in fear. I couldn't even run. Where are the naughty children? I heard him ask. I haven't got all night. I must finish my task. Upstairs bedroom, I told him. Underneath the bed on the floor. Hey, they were only children. Mama and I can always make more. He spoke not a word, but went straight to their room. It seems being naughty had sealed up their doom. There were a couple of screams as he shoved him in his sack. Then he picked up the bag and flung it over his back. As he stalked past me, I heard a couple low moans as he dragged them all off to his castle of bones. He jumped in his wagon. The bulls pulled it into the night. And I heard him exclaim as it drove out of sight, "I'll be back next year. More naughty children to take. I know if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness' sake."